You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Joining me is Utah State University President Noelle Cockett. Next week, more opportunities to get vaccinated and make your declaration as you prepare to sign up for your classes. Also, we have the holidays coming up, so a couple of things right there in the next few weeks that students and faculty and staff need to be aware of.
And that is an important reminder. Last year, we had an incredible spike. Our students had social activities, very, very large parties, lots of people packed into small areas without good ventilation. So we hope with better knowledge of it, more people vaccinated, and just, you know, being a bit more conscious that spike right after Halloween doesn't occur.
Do we have numbers for this fall as far as the number of COVID cases versus a year ago?
Yes. In fact, that's on the usu.edu/COVID-19/. The way I always find it, I go to the USU homepage and it's right in red under the picture. It says go to our COVID-19 website. I click on that and there I go. Anyway, by this time last year, we were having over 20 cases per day. In that same period of time this year, we've had around 5 cases per day. We were lowering our number of cases until the start of this week, and we have seen a slight increase. So I hope it's just a momentary increase and not a trend, or we would actually exceed where we were last year.
I know a year ago we were spending a lot of time discussing whether or not the football games will happen, or you know, if we're going to have to shut down classes. And it's nice as we reflect back a year ago, things are better. The outlook is better. We know more.
We know more. We're accepting of these ways that we can do it. And something that we used to talk about all the time, with great hope, we now have a vaccine available. And our next one is Wednesday, October 13th, 1 to 4, Tager Student Center. The vaccination declaration will be important for some of our decisions on how to go forward, where we can watch number of cases, as well as whether or not we might have needs for additional vaccination clinics on campus, how many tests we might need per day, and that type of thing. So the sooner people let us know what they plan to do, the sooner we can get started on those additional preparations. The program for declaring what they are going to do will be open on the USU registration website, and that's where people can let us know what they're planning.
All right. Well, USU President Noelle Cockett giving us an update on what is happening with vaccinations and getting ready to sign up for that spring semester. President Cockett, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Good to talk with you, Carrie.
If you've missed our past conversations with Utah State University President Noelle Cockett, you can listen to those conversations online at upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.